Imagine sitting at a piano, your fingers dancing across keys to create a Bach fugue. What's happening in your brain? Millions of pattern recognizers are firing in precise sequence, the same process that helps you recognize a friend's face or understand these words. This is the foundation of Ray Kurzweil's Pattern Recognition Theory of Mind, PRTM, which proposes that intelligence emerges from a single, elegant algorithm repeated millions of times throughout the neocortex. This theory has transformed our understanding of both human cognition and artificial intelligence, influencing AI development at Google and becoming required reading in neuroscience programs worldwide. What makes this exploration so compelling is that it's not just theoretical, it's a roadmap for recreating intelligence. The human brain represents the pinnacle of 4 billion years of evolution, but its most remarkable feature, the neocortex, emerged relatively recently. This thin, wrinkled outer layer constitutes 80% of our brain and powers our most sophisticated abilities. When neuroscientist Vermin Mountcastle discovered in 1978 that the neocortex uses essentially the same computational algorithm throughout its structure, it was as significant to neuroscience as the discovery of DNA was to biology, suggesting a universal principle underlying all higher thought. The neocortex is a uniform 2.5 millimeter thick sheet containing approximately 300 million pattern recognizers arranged hierarchically. Each recognizer comprises about 100 neurons and connects to thousands of others, forming a self-organizing network through experience. Learning establishes connections between existing pattern recognizers rather than creating new neurons. Experts across diverse domains typically master about 100,000 patterns, suggesting a fundamental limit to human expertise based on our neocortical structure. This architecture explains why humans excel at pattern recognition but struggle with sequential logic. Chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov analyzed just one position per second compared to Deep Blue's 200 million. Yet remained competitive because his pattern recognition instantly eliminated irrelevant possibilities. Our diverse thinking abilities stem from this basic algorithm repeated millions of times with slight variations. Pattern recognizers in your neocortex function as probability calculators, determining if specific patterns exist based on inputs. These recognizers have weighted connections signifying importance and adjustable thresholds. Information flows bidirectionally in the conceptual hierarchy. When reading APPL, your Apple recognizer predicts an E will follow and lowers that recognizer's threshold. This prediction mechanism explains why we often misrecognize things. Our threshold for confirming expected patterns becomes too low when anticipation is strong. This explains why you might see a friend in a crowd who isn't there, or why witnesses misidentify suspects. The system also employs inhibitory signals that raise thresholds for less likely patterns. At a zoo, your lion recognizer inhibits your house cat recognizer, preventing confusion between similar animals. While the neocortex dominates human intelligence, it rests upon older brain structures that predate mammals and still govern our basic motivations and process sensory inputs. Our sensory pathways perform remarkable pre-processing before information reaches the neocortex. Despite the illusion of receiving high-resolution visual input, our optic nerve transmits just outlines and points of interest, what AI researchers call sparse coding. From these sparse clues, our brain reconstructs rich visual experiences. The thalamus serves as the gateway for sensory information entering the neocortex, with two-way communication critical to consciousness. The hippocampus specializes in remembering novel events, transferring patterns to the neocortex through repetition. USC neuroscientist Theodore Berger has created artificial hippocampi for rats that restore learning abilities, potentially significant for Alzheimer's treatment. Our old brain's pleasure and fear systems drive basic survival needs. The nucleus accumbens produces such intense pleasure when stimulated that rats choose this over food or sex, even to starvation. The struggle persists between our old brain controlling through pleasure and fear, while the neocortex tries to understand and manipulate these primitive algorithms. The journey toward artificial intelligence has paralleled our understanding of the brain. Early approaches, like the Mark I perception, showed promise but faltered after Minsky and Papert's 1969 book exposed neural networks' limitations with simple problems. The field revived in the 1980s with more sophisticated techniques. Kurzweil applied vector quantization to reduce complex speech data to manageable representations, while hidden Markov models emerged for inferring hierarchical patterns. Systems improved through continuous training during use, mirroring how our biological neocortex simultaneously recognizes and learns. Modern AI systems like IBM's Watson exemplify the hybrid approach, combining hand-built rules for common knowledge with statistical learning for language processing. Despite language skills below educated humans, Watson's perfect recall and vast information processing enabled it to defeat the best Jeopardy players. Today's most effective AI systems utilize principles consistent with the pattern recognition theory of mind: self-organizing, hierarchical recognizers of invariant patterns with redundancy and bidirectional predictions. This convergence between artificial and biological intelligence suggests we're on the right path toward recreating intelligence. The neocortex's pattern recognition capabilities underpin our most distinctly human qualities. Creativity involves finding powerful metaphors, symbols representing something else. Our neocortex excels at creating these metaphors, with pattern recognizers identifying elements that become components of other patterns. This enables creative leaps across domains, as when Darwin applied Lyell's geological insights to species evolution, or Einstein visualized riding alongside a beam of light. Love functions as both a biochemical process and a neocortical phenomenon. Initially, dopamine produces happiness, while norepinephrine creates exhilaration, activating addiction-like brain patterns. While these chemicals influence all mammals, our expanded neocortex enables lyrical expressions of love beyond basic behaviors. After decades together, loved ones become embedded in our neocortical patterns, which is why losing them feels like losing part of ourselves. As we decode the brain's mechanisms, questions emerge about consciousness and identity. Identity likely persists through the continuity of information patterns, not biological substrate. We replace ourselves completely every few months, yet maintain continuity. Like a river that persists while its water molecules constantly change, we are dynamic patterns maintaining continuity despite changing components. Information technologies follow exponential growth trajectories per the law of accelerating returns. Brain scanning technologies exemplify this, with MRI resolution approaching 100 microns, suggesting we'll soon create artificial neocortices with human-like flexibility but operating millions of times faster. When we augment our biological neocortex with synthetic versions, additional capacity will exist primarily in the cloud, unrestricted by skull limitations. While digital neocortices require learning iterations, once learned, knowledge can be shared instantly across all digital systems. This future isn't about competing with alien technology, but extending our capabilities through nanobots that maintain biological health and enhance intelligence. Despite technological pessimism, evidence shows progress. Life expectancy has quadrupled over the last millennium, per capita GDP has grown exponentially, and democracies have become the norm. We stand at the threshold of the next leap in human evolution, not through biological change, but by extending our minds into the digital realm. By understanding the algorithm powering our intelligence, we gain the ability to amplify it beyond biological constraints. Our future isn't about being replaced by machines, but becoming more than we could have imagined.